going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to present to you two articles that are both based around the Second Amendment. I find it utterly disgusting, these two articles. I really do. I find it disgusting how so many people are so anti-2A, to the point that they become so dependent on the system to protect them, even though the system itself has stated on multiple occasions and through multiple cases that no, the police are not there as your own personal protective force. I've said this on numerous videos in the past, and I'm going to say it here. Police are nothing more than a reactionary force. They don't come until after said event has happened. The only person who is in charge of your personal protection is you. But we all know why so much anti-gun propaganda has been shown throughout the years. Every time there's a quote-unquote mass shooting. Why? Because ultimately, the system does not want the citizenry to actually rise up against them, especially with everything that's going on right now. Yeah, we are literally experiencing open treason from our politicians. Yeah, I said it. We are experiencing open treason from the top all the way down to the bottom of the political ladder. Now, I'm going to get into the first article that was published on the 20th of March. Illinois judge rules illegal migrants can carry guns. Gentlemen, in case you did not hear me, I'm going to say this one more again. Illinois judge rules illegal migrants can carry guns. Yeah. When I first saw this article, I was heated. A federal judge in Illinois earlier this month ruled that a Mexican man who was living in the United States illegally had a constitutional right to own a firearm for self-defense. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Does not Illinois have some of the strictest firearm ownership laws on the books? We all know that Chicago is literally a war zone. Yet, the American-born, tax-paying, law-abiding citizen cannot own a gun for self-defense. Yeah. Gentlemen, clown world indeed. They do everything they can, especially in liberal / democratic strongholds, to disarm the law-abiding, tax-paying citizen at every turn. However, this judge literally spat in the face of every citizen within Illinois. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, yeah, She looks exactly as you think she would. Dismissed charges against Herbierto Carbajal Flores, who was arrested in 2020 for violating a federal law that prohibits undocumented immigrants from possessing firearms. Yeah. So basically, she just said, you know what? This federal law, let's toss it out. Hopefully, the citizenry of Illinois will arm up despite what the politicians say. Flores contends he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of documented civil unrest in the spring of 2020, aka the Summer of Love. The Northern District of Illinois judge wrote in her ruling. Okay, stop right there. Where and how did he get that gun? He's already an illegal migrant. So obviously, he did not go through the proper background checks in order to qualify to be able to legally purchase a firearm. This is absolutely fucking despicable. And once again, I'm going to keep saying this. This is another example of open treason against the citizenry, the taxpaying, American-born, law-abiding citizenry of this country. The ruling sets up a potential Supreme Court case to determine the extent of the Second Amendment rights for an estimated 11 million undocumented migrants living in the U.S. They don't have said rights under the Constitution. No, they don't. The High Court issued a series of rulings over the past 15 years that expanded gun rights. Now, of course, they had to use a black female judge for this. Why? Because it was a strategic move. And I'll explain why. Of course, they're going to incite emotions within the American black community. Because as we all know, the true, and I have to say this because it is the truth, the true racist history of gun control when it came to, you know, freed slaves. That's the angle that they're going to play to get the American black community to say, well, yeah, undocumented immigrants should be able to carry guns. They should have the right. Yeah, more emotionalism, more symbolism. However, not all of us are going to fall for this. Congress would have to be a little bit more powerful here because there's no question that the Constitution applies to people who are not here illegally, said Shanlon Wu, a former federal prosecutor, in Tuesday's interview on News Nation's On Balance. The problem here is you need to draw the statute more narrowly. Johnson Coleman, an appointee of former President Barack Obama, cited the summer of 2020 when unrest and violence swept across Chicago and other U.S. cities amid protests over police brutality. Ah, yes. Once again, the Summer of Love. That right there was another one of the greatest psyops played on the citizenry of the entire world. Yep, yep, yep. So many patsies were set up for this. Not to mention the unfortunate people who lost their lives during all of this. Ironic, isn't it? The people who lost their lives were not able to legally purchase firearms to protect themselves. Court documents showed that Flores fired his handgun at moving vehicles when he believed looters were approaching his neighborhood after police warned of potential threats. He had no prior criminal record. Who the fuck cares whether or not he had a prior criminal record? He fired at moving vehicles that he believed were a threat. However, it does not say that they were a threat. See right there. This should be thrown out. This guy should be deported, period. However, oh, no, 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 no. We have to make a political statement. Justice Clarence Thomas, in the court's majority opinion regarding one gun right case, emphasized that the Second Amendment protections extends to individual conduct, creating a presumption that applies regardless of legal status. However, Wu suggested that Congress could clarify the law to explicitly prohibit migrants from possessing firearms. Wu pointed out the tension between federal and state laws, noting that the disparate rulings could lead to further legal complexities. Yeah. Yeah. My humble opinion, you're here illegally. Therefore, you should not possess the right to own firearms, period. I find this utterly despicable because my wife, for example, the meat sack, she did everything legally. She waited her time, and when her time came and she was sworn in as a citizen under Trump, yeah. People want to say, well, what do you have to say about migrants? And I'm completely honest with them. Fuck them. If they want to come here illegally, guess what? I got no sympathy for them. Because, yeah, I actually had skin in the game. I saw the process for legal migration. My wife went through that process. So don't come to me with an emotional plea saying, oh, these people are asylum seekers and blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. To me, it's ultimate cowardice. You can't actually take control of the situation in your own country, so yet you want to flee over here? And yeah, oh, this is all political grandstanding. We all know this. The whole migrant thing, yeah, political grandstanding at its finest. Now, the second article. Shout out to Mr. Colion Noir for actually covering this. Now, the second article was published on the 19th of March. I can only read a little bit of this article because as I read through it, my blood started boiling. Anti-gun Democrats seek to undermine law passed to protect veterans 2A rights. Last week, we reported on a major breakthrough on behalf of veterans who risked losing their Second Amendment rights because of a long-running scheme by the Department of Veterans Affairs to report certain beneficiaries to the federal background check database as prohibited, quote unquote, mental defectives. Yeah. Yeah. This burns me to the core. The veterans who wrote a blank check for this country, up to and including their own life, are now being systematically stripped of the very rights that we fought to protect. As we noted, a writer in the quote-unquote minibus appropriations package to fund various federal agencies prohibits the use of funds for such reporting unless a judge has found the veteran to be a danger to himself or others. Of course, this is all about red flag laws. Despite the provision having been openly negotiated, passed with bipartisan support, and signed into law by Joe Biden, a partisan coalition of anti-gun congressional Democrats, all but two of whom actually voted for the spending package, is now leaning on the VA to ignore or undermine the rider. In doing so, they are using the usual anti-gun tactics of fear-mongering, misinformation, and gaslighting. The attempt came in a March 13th letter, spearheaded by Representative Mike Thompson, a Democrat from California, chairman of the so-called House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, to the Secretary of the VA, Dennis McDonald, and was signed by 138 Democrat members of Congress. Incredibly, Thompson bragged of signing the minibus package and securing funding for various projects in his district only 1 week earlier. Such is the inexhaustible hypocrisy of politicians who not only refuse to be accountable for their own voters, but also demand others to cover their political tracks. Yeah, that's about all I can read from this article. It has me fuming. On one hand, you've got a judge saying that illegal migrants have the Second Amendment rights. And on the other hand, you have politicians trying to strip veterans of their 2A rights. Once again, gentlemen, this is complete and open treason against the law-abiding, tax-paying, American-born citizenry of this country. Yeah, we all know why the AR-15 is so demonized, because it puts the law-abiding citizen on the same force ladder as the police. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what they don't want to talk about. Oh, the whole weapons of war, fear-mongering? No. No, 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 no. In all of my years on working in armories, we would not employ an AR-15 to an active war zone. Yeah, we have M16s, M4s, and Mark 18s for that. Yeah, but once again, it's all about fear-mongering. And I just find it so despicable that the willful ignorance of the citizenry, it just simply, it's mind-boggling. People literally are voting for their own enslavement and replacement under the guise of, oh, we got to be fair to everybody else. Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Seriously. It is absolutely despicable, everything that's going on. But you've got far too many jackasses who are all too willing to go along to get along. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, like I said, I am absolutely disgusted at both of these articles. Why? Because we know who's ultimately going to be sacrificed. That's right. The American-born, law-abiding, tax-paying citizenry. Yeah. But as we all know, in times past, people would have actually, you know, formed up, and those politicians, yeah, they would have been dragged from their chambers and hung from the first tree that the citizenry could find. But as we all know, that has also been systematically beaten out of the citizenry, especially the men. But another video for another time. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can truly be said? However, I will say this to the sheep out there, to those who are willing to go along, to get along, and believe that you're not going to be ultimately sacrificed by the same system that you want to put your trust in. I want you to understand this, and I want you to understand this crystal clear. The power you think that the system is going to use to protect you, that is going out. I would say feminism. However, for this one, I'm going to modify it. The political structure that you think is actually there, that's going to be fair and balanced to you, that's gone out right along with it. Why? Because we live in a society that is so changing, so violent, yet the people who actually support the system are not allowed to be able to acquire the means to protect themselves. Yet, at the same time, the people who are here illegally, who broke the law to actually get here, they're being afforded more rights than those people who actually put into the system. Yeah, utter insanity. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.